Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. What a treat and a privilege to have you with me as we journey in the book of Acts, specifically chapter 2. I told you yesterday of the teaching and the fellowship that verse 42 tells us that the early church continued in, and how necessary, how important that was. And the subset of those, some would even say the third and the fourth pillar of the early church, was the breaking of bread and prayers. I say they're subsets because the breaking of bread, to me, was a part of their doctrine, and prayer was definitely a part of their fellowship. Either way, maybe they're four separate things. What is important is that we understand what was a part of the early church. And the breaking of bread is different than fellowship. They had fellowship with one another, and they did it in the breaking of bread and in prayers. I believe that fellowship and breaking of bread are telling us two separate events, that the fellowship is the people communing together, and the breaking of bread is the communion of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. And so communion now being introduced into the book of Acts, and Paul will pick this up, of course, and carry it into his epistles, is a major part of the early church. Because remember, Jesus made it that last event before he goes to the cross, introduced it to his disciples, who in turn introduce it to the New Testament world. Now, the breaking of bread was not a new thing. I mean, it was not something that they had never done before, never thought of before. The breaking of bread was an indication of entering into a covenant with somebody. They didn't do this with anybody but Moses. So communion became the crossing of the Rubicon, so to speak. Once you did this, you were saying, okay, I'm in, man. I'm into this new way thing. I'm into this Christianity thing, although they're not yet called Christians. And so communion, to me, holds that great and powerful place now. And another part of the early church was prayer. And as people come into the new covenant and begin to see more and more and more that the work is a finished work, one of the things that I've noticed is that almost everybody starts to ask, well, how do I pray now? Which shows me that our prayer life, up until the moment that we realized about the grace and finished work of our Lord Jesus, our prayer life was a lot of old covenant prayer. So much so that a lot of new covenant people have no idea how to pray. We spend much of our prayer life making promises and commitments to God, currying favor through what we do. And so a lot of Christians' prayer life is, Lord, here's my issue. Help me overcome my issue. Forgive me for these issues. I help me do this, 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 and this, because I believe that's what you'd want me to do in order to make up for all the junk I've done. And Lord, if you'll do this, I'll do this. And I'm believing, Lord, that if I do this, then you'll do this. And it's, you know, 5-10 minutes of currying favor and making promises and setting up your next week's worth of commitments. And that's prayer. And that's a cheap form of prayer, because that's basically the friend knocking on the door saying, please, 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 please. And Jesus tells the story and said, if you had a son and he asked for bread, would you give him a stone? You don't have to stand outside the house and knock. You're in bed with Papa in the story. And so prayer is not something that should be considered work under the new covenant. It is something that should be considered a joy to appropriate what has been done on our behalf through our prayer life, to hold up our brothers and sisters in prayer in their needs, praying the hand of God into their situation. But stop the business of currying favor and buying God off. It's not working anyhow, and it's exhausting the believer. We'll continue on tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.